the White Goddess. But someone had seen him. Once she had been the mortal Ino, daughter of Cadmus. Now she was Leucothea, the White Goddess, Queen of the Ocean. She broke from the water in front of him like a shearwater. In Heroes you'll find the story. Hera hated Ino because she had tended to the god Dionysus, child of Ino's sister Semele by Zeus, an adulterous liaison that Hera could not forgive. According to the Roman poet Ovid, Hera made sure that Ino's life was so difficult that after her apparent death, some of Ino's friends and supporters established an anti-Hera cult. This the Queen of Heaven could not take either, and she turned these blasphemous women into shearwaters. Hence, perhaps, Homer's use, twice in Book 5 of the Odyssey, of the bird as a simile for Ino's appearance amid the waves. "You poor man! What have you done to anger Poseidon so? It must have been something simply unforgivable. Yet for all his fury, you seem to be alive and whole. Do as I say, and all will be well. Strip off your clothes and swim clear of this broken raft. The light is clearing, and you can see Scheria over there, the coastline of Phaeacia. Take this veil and wrap it about you. It is immortal and will keep you safe. But the moment you tread land, you must untie it and throw it back into the sea. Turn away as you do so. You hear?" And with those words, the goddess dived, like a shearwater, back down below the waves. At first, in the chaotic fog of his mind, Odysseus wondered if she had been part of some delirious dream. But then he saw and felt the fine reality of the veil between his fingers. "But why the hell should I abandon my raft?" he wondered. "Broken as it is, it still floats. Does she want me to drown? No, I'm not moving." But even as he resolved to stay aboard, Poseidon, with one careless flick of his trident, sent a final wave. It towered over Odysseus like a cliff face before crashing down and smashing the raft to pieces. Odysseus scrambled to his feet on one plank, riding it over the water like a horse. The first ever description of surfing in all literature. He knew he could not balance like this all the way to Scheria, so he pulled off his clothes and tied the veil around his waist. He dived from the plank and struck out for the shore. Somehow, when he was upright on the raft, the Phaeacian coastline had looked close enough to be attainable, but now that he was in the water, it seemed appallingly out of reach. He swam for 1 hour, 2, 3, 4. Now, to his salt-stung eyes, the island looked further away than before. For 2 long days he breasted the waves, swimming, bobbing, floating, drifting and fighting, before finally he touched a rock jutting up from the seabed. He had reached the shore of Phaeacia. The waves banged against him. His hands slid on the weeds that slimed the surface of the rock, but he was not going to give up now. He clung hard, waited for a pause in the crashing tide, and leapt across to another rock. In this way, Athena or his own fevered brain urging him on, he sprang from rock to rock like a mountain goat leaping from crag to crag, until at last he came to a break in the line of them. He tumbled onto the sandy outlet of a river and pulled himself further and further inland, like a turtle making for its nesting ground. Far enough in to feel safe from the threat of the waves, Odysseus rolled into the shelter of some reeds. Before he dropped down into the sleep he so desperately craved, he remembered the veil around his waist. He pulled it from him and hurled it with all his remaining strength towards the water, half expecting the wind to blow it back towards him. But its enchantment carried it far away out to the wide sea. A white arm burst from the water, caught it, and pulled it down below the waves.